generate a good attitude of wanting to help other beings, a very strong attitude, a happy attitude, wanting to help others, and then take that good kind attitude itself and transform it into the shape of a moon.
Mm-hmm. See, without a feeling, just to visualize the moon disk is nothing. Therefore, first we must develop at least a kind of feeling, you see, a determination. Then it transformed into the moon disk. Then next, about the realization of emptiness. Now the...
When we consider all appearing and occurring phenomena, when we consider how they appear to us, they don't appear as if they are just designated from this side by a designating consciousness, but they appear as if they exist in their own right from their own side. If they did exist in the solid way in which they appear, then they should be, their findability should become even clearer and clearer as one analyzes them. However, the fact is that when one analyzes them, they become more and more unclear. Thus, when one searches to find the object designated, there isn't anything to be found. But it is not that they do not exist, because these phenomena do obviously help and harm. Thus, it is a fact that they exist, but once they are not findable under analysis, they can't exist in their own right by way of their own entities. Rather, they exist in dependence upon conditions. Once they exist under the power of other conditions, then it is established that they are dependent. Once they are established or exist dependently, it is established that they do not exist independently or under their own power. They are not independent and are empty of existing under their own power. We should make a determination and decision in the mind that all phenomena do not exist from their own side. And then take this mind and transform it or cause it to appear as a vajra. So first of all, cultivate the altruistic intention to enlighten. Then imagine that this is transformed into a moon disk. Then seek the understanding that all phenomena do not inherently exist, do not exist in their own right.
And
then imagine that that mind is transformed into a Vajra. So these are the causes of achieving a Buddha's form body and truth body. And then thinking, I will maintain or sustain these two attitudes or consciousnesses or minds, repeat after me.
Om Sawa Yoga Zita.
Om Sawa Yoga Zita.
Ubataya Mi.
Ubataya Mi.
That in it, Tuju Kolu, Tuga Laya, Dawa Dajisim, Dirichi, Tele, any Zanga Nibashi Chundi, any Karans, Rana Susu.
Then imagine that such a moon with a five-pointed vajra on it is generated at the heart of Kala Chakra, and that a double separates out the And that a double separates out from the moon and vajra in the heart of Kala Chakra and comes and dissolves into the moon and vajra in your own heart. And think that those minds have become steady, firm. You need to reflect or remember these minds again and again, over and over.
That is our.
This is the root.
Nagi, one that is the tani,
All of the initiations and techniques of mantra are different techniques for improving these two minds. I've been mentioning the subtle consciousnesses. In time, one will be able to make the one will not just use a coarse kind of mental consciousness now that we would use to realize emptiness, but will be able to use the most subtle type of consciousness to realize emptiness. The next is advice on keeping the secret. Today you will be blessed by all the ones gone thus. You should not speak about this supremely secret mandala of all the ones gone thus to any who have not entered a mandala, nor to those without faith. Then the next is to enter inside the mandala. As I repeat the mantra, I think that the all three eastern doors open in that and that you come up and enter inside the exalted body mandala.
Kujig 라시벤 람드네 다 꾸지 하남기 치 지벤 남드네 인도 스코라야월 랜숨 코야 메바체데 아니 마디 진드시와
Then imagine that you come on the white inside apron of the mandala just near the wall and that you circle around the mandala to the right three times?
Three times.
As you repeat this mantra after me.
Om Marada.
Om Marada.
Sundenda.
Sudogo.
Sudogo. Dandrasado.
Adesidimam.
Adesidimam. This is first, now second. Om Marada.
Om Marada.
Sundenda.
Sundenda.
Sudogo.
Sudogo.
Dandrasado. Adesidimam.
Adesidimam.
Now this is third. Om Marada.
Om Marada.
Sundenda.
Sudogo.
Sudogo. Dandrasado.
Having circled the mandala three times, one again exits by way of the eastern door and then imagines that one bows down mainly to Akshobhya.
And the Tungol said about the occupied Jew Samasia, Kundomobuji Jew Samasia.
You have been imagining yourself as color chakra, now imagine yourself as a blue Akshobhya.
Akshobhya, yes. Loman and Kiji gave me you, Bara Jew. That's the name. Chasa and the Vatican Nandi in this issue.
Then, imagining that you're bowing down, repeat this mantra after me. Putting your hands together, palms together.
Om Sava Tata Gada.
Om Sava Tata Gada.
Puzzalube Tanaya.
Puzzalube
Tanaya. Emanam.
Emanam.
Neya Dayami. Sava Tata Gada.
Sava Tata Gada.
Banza Sado.
Banza Sado.
Adidita.
Adidita.
So Mam Hum.
So Mam Hum.
Dishishwa Tamjala.
Dishishwa Tamjala.
Chava Tang.
Having made that supplication, think that the blessing has been given. You've been imagining yourself as Akshobhya, now transform yourself into a Moga Siddhi.
Naguchi, Dao Naguchi.
Black a Moga Siddhi.
Oh yeah. That is, that's Sharki Tundu Biriba, so Mibe, any Mibe Gone, that's Chasa, and the Vada Chedi.
And then with imagination that you're bowing down mainly to the lineage of a Moga Siddhi, repeat after me.
Om Sava Tata Gada
Om Sava Tata Gada
Putra Kamani
Putra Kamani
Emanam
Emanam
Niyatayami
Niyatayami
Sava Tata Gada
Sava Tata Gada
Benza Karma Kurumam
Benza Karma Kurumam
Dijin Shepa Tamjala
Dijin Shepa Tamjala
Chepe Legi Chir
Chepe Legi Chir
Daan Bivay
Daan Bivay
Dijin Shepa Tamjaji
Dijin Shepa
Tamjala Daala
Daala
Doji Len Zaidusul
Doji Len Zaidusul
O Teta Sava Tata Nishin Blessed Chesu Samashya
Think that through having made that supplication you are blessed
Da Shakune Yanzu
Then come in the eastern door and go out the southern door.
And
then imagine that you are transformed into a yellow Ratnasambhava. It's going to be the same at all of the doors. You are to imagine that you're bowing down mainly to the lineage of that deity. I won't be repeating this for the other doors. And also think that at the end of repeating it, you are blessed.
Om Sava Tata Gada
Om Sava Tata Gada
Pudzalabhi Khekaya
Pudzalabhi
Emanam
Emanam
Niyatayami Sava Tata Gada Banzarana Abhi Khezamam
Abhi Khezamam
Dijin Shepa Tamjala
Dijin Shepa
Shabha Tata Huangu Veshir
Huangu Veshir
Daan Bewe Dijin Shepa Tamjaji
Dijin Shepa Tamjaji
Daala Dojir
Rinjinji Dojir
Rinjinji Huangu Kudusur
Huangu Kudusur
Dan Hukune Yanzu And
then come in the southern door and imagine that then you go around and go out the northern door and stand at the pillar by the door there. And that your body is transformed that in of that into that of a white Amitabha. And then enter into the north door and going around clockwise, imagine that you come to the western door and go outside it. Imagine that your body is transformed into that of a yellow Vairochana. And then enter in the western door and going around clockwise, go back out the eastern door. And then bowing down mainly to the Lama, repeat this after me.
Om Guru Dharana.
Om Guru Dharana.
Guru Dharana. Guru Dharana. Emanam. Neya Dayami. Sawasado. Parindranaya. Emanam. Neya Dayami. That thing.
Then the next is to set the student in the pledges. First of all, the benefit is spoken of. Today you will enter into the lineages of all the ones gone thus. Therefore, I will generate in you the exalted Vajra wisdom. Through this exalted wisdom, you will attain the feats of all Tathagatas. Thus, what need is there to mention that you will attain other feats? You should not speak about this in front of those who have not seen a mandala. Your pledges will deteriorate. Then the next is, this is your pledge Vajra. If you speak about this mode to anyone who is unfit, it will split your head. Today Vajra Sattva himself will thoroughly enter into your heart. If you speak about this mode, immediately thereafter he will separate and leave. This Vajra Sattva is the exalted wisdom of the undifferentiability of bliss and emptiness. This is advice with respect to the seventh root infraction, that of proclaiming to the secret to the unripened. Then there's an expression of both the benefit and the dangers and a giving of advice to keep this secret. If you transgress the pledges, the general root infractions. If you transgress the pledges, this water of hell will burn. If the pledges are kept, it will bestow feats. Drink the water of Vajra Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Then next is to be set in the pledge of the first vow, that is to obey the word of the Lama. From henceforth, I am your Vajrapani. You must do what I tell you to do. You should not deride me. And if you do, without forsaking fright, the time of death will come and you will fall into a hell. But as Ashwagosha says in his 50 stanzas on the Guru, this being a text that is a compilation of many statements in tantras on how to relate to the Guru, in that text he says that if the Lama says something that is unreasonable, one should, with a kind attitude, give reasons back to oppose it. Therefore, one needs to know the general procedure and the exceptions. The next is the speaking the truth upon the descent of the wisdom being the first part of which is a supplication. Now, this is for the sake of receiving blessings. How can blessings come? First of all, one generates or imagines one's own body as a divine body. In this case, it is the fierce form of Kala Chakra, that as Vajra Vega. In doing this, one imagines that the four elements are generated in one's body in a moving state. And this causes a change in one's thought, affects one's thought. It is on the basis of this that one is imagining that the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness is generated in one's continuum. One was generated previously as Vairochana. One melts that out into emptiness, reflects on emptiness, and then from a hum, the hum transforms into a vajra, and then the vajra transforms into vajra vega. From within emptiness, from hum, and then a vajra, one is generated as vajra vega. You should do this imagination as it's being read, otherwise you won't be able to catch up. One is generated, let's see, from whom? First of all, I'm going to read the Tibetan.
Omo ahong ho hang cha. Omo jo na da nyana ma da zo ma wa ye ma go hang. Tong ba ni du jo ru. Tong be nga le. Lo ma na ma re re ne. Hong da da ji le. Ye be da ji shu. Kung tong mo mo u na ye ma ra yun. Ga ve de bo sum da de mo u mo ye ma ra yun. Ga ra je bo se ve she she da de bo she re re la. She wa zi ji su rung she re. Sa she la ma chen su mo su mo. Ma se du du bo u da ma zi jen du se mo. Ye ye cha wa tam bo na bo ni ba mo bo sum ba ka bo de cha wa su. Bo ju ni cha ni shu sa ji tam bo shi shen na bo ni ba shi shen bo sum ba shi shi ka bo.
From within emptiness, from whom and then from a Vajra, one is generated as Vajra Vega, with a blue body having three necks, black in the center, red to the right and white to the left, and having four faces, blue in the center, right to the red, white to the left, and yellow to the back. And also each of the faces has exposed fangs and is frightful. All of the faces have three tawny eyes. The tawny hair on the head is standing on end. The first set of shoulders is black, the second red, the third white. There thus being six shoulders with 12 upper arms, and 24 lower arms. The first four lower arms on each side are black, the second red, the third white, and of the remaining two lower arms, the right is black and the left is yellow. The thumbs of the hands are yellow, the index fingers white, the middle fingers red, nameless fingers black, and the little fingers green. The inside of the first joints of the fingers are black, the second red, and the third white. They are adorned with rings and emit light. The red right leg and white left leg in a posture with the right one outstretched, pressed down on the hearts of a demon and a fierce being. One has the snake and bone ornaments and has the lower robe of tiger skin. One has the rosary of heads and skulls hanging down and has the full complement of Naga adornments and hand symbols.
Mm-hmm.
One should understand this sort of deity generation. Now, what is the reason for generating oneself as a deity with all of these fantastic elements in it? As is clear in Shantideva's engaging in Bodhisattva deeds, one is a form body, is not just a body that is there with a face and nose and ears and so forth, whether somebody is around or not, but rather form bodies are such that they transform and appear in accordance with whatever the trainee needs. Thus, it is said that these are bodies which are appearances in accordance with the trainee, and even it is said are included in the continuance of the trainee. Whether or not one could accept that literally or not, there's something to be understood in that. And the appearance in certain form has a relation with the need to meditate on a type of being that is like ourselves, who have the six constituents and are born from a womb. I'm not sure. The form
according according practitioner.
The form appears in accordance with the practitioner, the needs of the practitioner.
So that day in the under day the tungo chai in the under the tungo june the practice chedandi under level nation got the cosmos sweater or the digital draw you have a shin top on his Kobayashi Shai or Ba. He is in a tether drain, any Sogul of Komiyaki, Soguti, tether drain is so the shining.
Now, in the system of color chakra, one is to engage in a meditation that has a connection with the whole cosmos.
Yeah, yeah. That is not Jungshi. That Jungshi and that. Oh, yeah, me what you had to do. Rada. ເທດາວະລໍາເລໄຊຈິງໂກໂລຊຸຊີວາສະລະໂກຄໍເລຊັນວາລາຕຸມິເຕນໂຕໂພສະລະໂກນິງກະຣາຍໍາເລລົງເກຈິງໂກນາໂກຊີຍິຈິງຍໍເວປາເດນິຈິງຊັນວາລາຕາຈິງເຈເຕນໂຕຫົງໂນນາໂກຕຸມິສະລະໂກຕາຈິງກົມບຸຈິ
At one's navel is a lum, from which a yellow square earth mandala marked by a wheel, and on which, on a yellow kalagni disc, is a yellow ho. At one's heart is a yam, from which comes a black bow-shaped mandala of wind, marked by two waving banners, and on which, on a blue Rahu disc, is a black hung. At one's neck is a ram, from which comes a red triangular mandala of earth, marked by a jewel, and on which, on a sun, is a red ah. At one's forehead is a bam, from which comes a round white mandala of water, marked by a vase, and on which, on a moon disc, is a white om. The rays of light of the four syllables and the light rays of the hung at the heart of the Lama who is not separate from the principal deity invite the four Vajra deities which dissolve into the four syllables. From a yam under the feet comes a wind mandala which ignites a ram, from which a red triangular mandala of fire marked by a ram, and on which, on the two soles of the feet, red jai come to emit light rays. From the outside, through being hit by light rays from the heart of the Lama who is not different from the principal deity, the wind is stirred up whereby the fire is ignited, due to which the light rays from the jai enter holes in the feet. The light rays agitate the four syllables from which light rays are emitted, filling the entire body. Light rays from the hung at the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, invite all the Buddhas with forms of the supermundane victor Kalachakra and the king of wrathful ones. All of these, filling the realm of space, enter into one's body. Thus there are the two factors of the light coming from the Lama stirring up the elements in oneself, and the factor of all of these color chakras filling space, coming in and dissolving into one's own body. This generating, through the internal and external conditions, one is generating the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness.
And
that bliss consciousness is ascertaining emptiness.
Ambition,
那当老板他们就掌握了，掌握了，宁可了，空足多多，行掌握了，好，明白了啊，掌握了，恰。Then for the sake of making this firm, with the six lineages, one imagines at the forehead a white om, the heart a black hung, at the crown protrusion hum, at the navel ho, at the throat ah, and at the secret region sha kya. So then eyes covered with the blindfold, with the eyes covered with blindfold, one suddenly takes the blindfold up off the eyes and looks in space in front of oneself to see what one sees. To see what color one sees. Take off the blindfold. Sometimes people see things, a color in front of them. Put it back on. This is for the sake of analyzing what kind of feat you will achieve. Imagine that you're circling the mandala inside three times as you did before, as you repeat after me this mantra.
Om ah hum ho hang cha.
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 嗯，反正呢，底下嘞样呢，经过个了，下个干呢，哎呢，经过了呀，刷这边嘞，哎，没动这边，吃饱了，反正日看一把的，我就扛住吧，哎呢，没吃过就少些。
And then I, at the pillar of the eastern door, make a supplication, seeking that the as when the flower hits the mandala, it will indicate what sort of lineage the student is, what sort of feat the student will achieve, and what the power of the merit is. Then those people who have been given the clothing should rise and taking one of the flowers from the cheek. Take the string of flowers or the single one that you have and put it between your pressed palms. Stand up. Everyone has the Buddha nature, but we do not know as which lineage from among the five lineages one will be Buddhified. Therefore, through dropping the flower here, one determines what that lineage will be.
Everyone
repeat after me. The lineage is that of Amogha Siddhi. Then imagine that you offer the garland of flowers to the deities, and then that the deities give the flowers back to you, and you put them on the head, and as soon as they touch the head, this generates in you the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness. Once one is identified of what lineage one mainly is, then one should mainly meditate on that deity. One should also put special emphasis on keeping the pledges of that lineage. Therefore, most of you today were identified as in the lineage of Amogha Siddhi. Thus, you would mainly meditate on Amogha Siddhi and put particular emphasis on keeping the pledges of Amogha Siddhi.
Emotionally 가소래 바슬라가 지다 소수 선남다 양지 된데가 원보다 칸다 된데가 캬바 된데지 망구지 산에 엔지 비우여서래
the lineage comes by way of the strength of our emotions our afflictions on the strength of our mental faculties and so forth of the particular form that they're taking
야 다데네 다디지를 믿을 차인다
then the next is to open the blindfold
Now
through the power of faith, look at just this mandala. You have been born into the Buddha lineage and blessed by the ultimate wisdom. Today, Kalachakra is making effort to open your eyes. Having been opened, all will be seen. The Vajra eye is the unsurpassed. So, take off the blindfold. Thinking that the obscuration of ignorance has been removed.
Red cloth
Some people still have the red cloth on. You should take it off now.
Oh.